Welcome to episode 36 of the 5-Minute Murder Podcast. Just a quick heads up before we get into the episode. This show is getting a new name. We're rebranding as Compact Murder, part of the new Compact Histories Network. You can find us at compactmurder.com, which will take you straight to our new home under compacthistories.com. There's nothing for you to do, as the episodes will stay right here in your feed. Just look out for the new branding and links to the new website. Right, with that being said, let's get on with episode 36, The Murder of Simonetta Vespucci. The Renaissance gave us incredible art, scientific breakthroughs, and more than its fair share of intrigue, scandal, and untimely deaths. Among the many names that echo through history from that era, few are as captivating or as mysterious as Simonetta Vespucci. If you've ever seen Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, that iconic image of the goddess emerging from the sea, you've seen Simonetta, or at least what many believe to be her likeness. She was known across Florence as the most beautiful woman of her time, a muse to artists, admired by the powerful Medici family, and adored by a city obsessed with appearances. But behind her image, preserved forever on canvas, lies a mystery that's still whispered about centuries later. Was Simonetta's death the result of natural illness, or was there something more sinister at play? Simonetta Vespucci, born Simonetta Cataneo around 1453, came from Genoese nobility. Her marriage to Marco Vespucci, a distant relative of explorer Amerigo Vespucci, brought her to Florence, at the time a city bursting with wealth, culture, and dangerously sharp political rivalries. It didn't take long for Simonetta to make an impression. She wasn't just beautiful, she was breathtaking. Her arrival at the Medici court caused a sensation. The poets wrote about her. The artists, especially Sandro Botticelli, immortalized her. Even Lorenzo de' Medici, one of the most powerful men in Florence, was rumored to have been captivated by her. His younger brother Giuliano de' Medici was even more entangled in her orbit. In portraits and poems, Simonetta became the ideal Renaissance woman, the symbol of grace, beauty, and refinement. But all that admiration may have come at a price. In 1476, at the age of just 22, Simonetta Vespucci died suddenly. The official cause was tuberculosis, a common and often deadly illness at the time. But from the moment she passed, the rumours began. Some whispered that her death wasn't natural at all, that jealousy, revenge, or political rivalry had claimed her life. The idea that Simonetta was murdered isn't as far-fetched as it might sound. Florence in the 15th century was a place where political enemies, romantic rivals, and power-hungry factions often settled scores quietly and permanently. Poison was the weapon of choice for those who didn't want blood on their hands. It could be slipped into food, wine, even cosmetics, leaving little evidence. Simonetta, adored by the Medici and envied by others, would have been an obvious target for those resentful of her influence, or eager to undermine the Medici themselves. Her rumoured relationship with Giuliano de' Medici, whether romantic or simply close, only deepened the intrigue. And then there's Botticelli. His obsession with Simonetta didn't end with her death. Years after she passed, Botticelli painted The Birth of Venus, widely believed to be based on Simonetta's features. Primavera, another Renaissance masterpiece, also reflects her likeness. It's said Botticelli requested to be buried at her feet, a wish granted decades later when he was laid to rest near her in the Church of Ognissanti in Florence. Was that the devotion of an artist to his muse, or a clue to a deeper, more personal connection? We may never know. But the story doesn't end there. 2 years after Simonetta's death, the political tensions in Florence exploded with the infamous Pazzi conspiracy. Giuliano de' Medici was murdered during Mass, part of an orchestrated plot to unseat the Medici family. It's led some to speculate that Simonetta's death, if it wasn't natural, was an early strike in the growing storm of Medici enemies. There's no hard proof, of course. The Renaissance was an era where myth and fact blurred easily. Records from the time were often incomplete, biased, or flat-out invented to serve a political narrative. But that's partly what keeps the mystery alive. Whether Simonetta Vespucci died from illness or poison, what's undeniable is the legacy she left behind. Her image is woven into the very fabric of Renaissance art. Her story lives on in the paintings, the poems, and the gossip that outlived her by centuries. To this day, historians, artists, and conspiracy theorists alike debate what really happened to Florence's most famous beauty. Was she simply a victim of disease, or the target of jealousy and power struggles? Or was she caught in a web of courtly politics that made her expendable? We may never know for sure, but as long as her face gazes down from the walls of galleries, and as long as her story sparks curiosity, the mystery of Simonetta Vespucci will never truly fade. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5 Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5 Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.